Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Why Erotic Hypnosis. This file, in a way, is for you to know why you would enjoy erotic hypnosis, and what parts of it you can enjoy to a smaller or larger degree. However, it's not exactly up to me to tell you how to enjoy something, is it? So I've asked a few people, why erotic hypnosis? And so many of them have answered, and this is just a flight through the fantasies of others, a fluttering of words weaving through the wants and needs of you. And everything you stand for may be echoed here. Don't be surprised if many of the things I say resonate somewhere deep inside of you, because you answered my question. This file isn't a question, it's your answers. Now, to do this, I'm going to go from one place to the other, from one subject to another, in a way that will be quite nice to experience. See, the thing is, hypnosis in general just feels nice for most people. It makes people feel nice, and it allows them to relax and safely enjoy something that they like. For you, it may just be an unusual adventure, something erotic or different that just helps you to feel even better. You might find it relaxing to indulge in different fantasies and realities and enjoy those feelings. There's an underrated intimacy in how hypnosis communicates to the mind, and just in general, how words can weave worlds with effortless ease and drift, drowsy and dropping through the realization that every part pieces together in your mind once again, where you see, hear, and feel unique. It's a form of relaxation, something that helps you feel free, feel good, and perhaps it even excites you, going from one scenario to the next and finding the right one that just activates your imagination, hypnotizing and exciting you at the same time. A pure experience. And one of the other things is, especially when it comes to audio files, it provides a safe, controlled experience that allows you to feel pleasure in such a relaxed manner. It gives you the chance to let go of everything and refresh your mind. And you can feel free to explore all this softness, this gentle relaxation, all free and without judgment, in any way that you want, how you feel, perhaps even discovering new parts of yourself, as you have the ability, the chance to experience something even deeper, something that you can listen to in the privacy of your own home or anywhere else. And listening is kind of a way of showing trust in something outside of you, a beautiful trust involved with erotic hypnosis. Turning yourself over to someone is an act of intimacy, a depth of your mind flowing even deeper as you listen, seeing yourself safely surrender at times. Just flowing with the words I weave and willing to go and follow my will. Letting me take away your perception of what is happening and replace it with a new experience, even deeper, that just pushes all of your buttons. Safely being controlled in your thoughts, your sensations, even your ability for release. But I'm getting ahead of myself. It just feels so nice and safe to have the ability to be anywhere at all, and you can enjoy yourself. Make some time to listen and let yourself go in a completely unique way. It's such a personal thing and really good for yourself to give yourself that time. And the intimacy and the directness of it, it allows you to enter the deep parts of your mind and be vulnerable without any risk or fear. It allows you to explore aspects of yourself and your sexuality that you may not even have been aware of in a very safe manner. Only you are listening to my voice, indulging into a spine-tingling experience that just shivers all the way down. And perhaps this safely allows you to feel things that your body might not even be able to any other way. It helps you to switch from daily life, from all the responsibilities, into a moment where you can let go and become a sensual or sexual being, free, an escape from reality, away from the stresses of life, and just enjoy yourself for a couple of minutes. A fantasy fluttering, flying you away, far from reality. Led by my voice, almost towering over you like a giant at one point, and close by another. Dragons, tentacles, fairies, monsters and magic, all possible and mixed with your emotions. A way to explore experiences that would not be possible otherwise. Going into trance so deeply and dropping, focusing on the hypnotist's voice. My voice leading you deeper, especially when that voice is giving you so much pleasure or frustration. It's a safe place, a space to let go and unwind, to let your fantasies rise to the surface and make them real. the amount of control that you can let go of and give is extraordinary. It's just so nice to lose yourself in a fantasy where I care. To touch, to tease, to tempt and lead you in every place. A break from reality and yet a mixture with fantasy. Because it allows you to blend fantasies, sexual and experimental, together with realities of strange ideas, beautiful bliss, sensations that spread through your mind, feeling cherished and challenged, fun, things that may even be completely impossible in reality, and yet you can feel intensely through my words, through erotic hypnosis. I'm sure that you can enjoy all this pleasure and sensation without having to worry about the outside world. It gives you something to focus on other than your thoughts, no matter how random or disorganized they may be. Before you start listening, you can let go and trust into the combination of being relaxed and aroused. Let go and hit a space where you feel just right. And a recording sometimes feels even better because there's nothing other than listening, no expectation, just thrilling, giving in, following a path towards your fantasies, the sweet double life of escaping to the experiences beyond, and allowing you to surpass some conscious barriers that you aren't even always aware of. This beautiful letting go of inhibitions and just feeling free. It allows you to experience your body in a way that you might not be able to on your own. It just helps you to be very mindless, having no will, while you offer all of your mind to me, while you just feel great and explode in pleasure over and over again. It's relaxing to be told that you don't have to think at all. And I'm sure that you love letting go, feeling the control slip away. Slipping away between your fingertips, out of your grasp. No matter how much you have to be in control, otherwise right now, right here, you can feel helpless, even want to feel helpless. A loss of control that silences all the other voices in your mind. It can be hot. Controlled so deeply that it just pulls you in. It's so much fun to fall into my voice and give me everything for a little while you don't have to think at all. Completely helpless, allowing your brain to shut off with the knowledge that I'm taking charge for a while and make the decision for you. It's so incredibly relaxing, even arousing to surrender control and the love. loss of control, if you're being honest with yourself, is just so sweet. The beautiful contrast with normal life makes the loss of control deliciously calming. It is divine like no other. And not just your mind, but your body as well. Feeling the resistance melt away, knowing that no matter how much you attempt to resist, no matter how much you try to stop it, the pull drives you further, losing control into a helpless state and enjoying that warm feeling of being conquered, both physically and mentally, controlled and dominated even in your own head, the ultimate surrender. I wonder how badly you want to serve. I know that you could love the feeling of losing or surrendering control, knowing that I know you better than you know yourself. Perhaps I do. Perhaps my words simply echo somewhere deep inside, touching a part of you that wants to let go of control, temporarily surrendering yourself, soothingly soft, coping with everything in your mind deeper and deeper, from your mind to a body, until everything that was once in your head just drips down below. It feels good to know that someone is in charge. The loss of control, the sensation of words making you wander into that place of submission, making you feel wanted and calm at the same time, listening to how my voice changes when I am in control, or simply teasing a little. Do you like how it feels? Feeling submission, enjoying the fantasies fluttering through your mind, feeding your emotions with more sensations that you can take. I have a use for you, and I know that you crave to be dominated. You crave to be held, controlled, teased and taken, enjoying that exchange of power and energy. Something about giving up, being changed by the hypnotist, or maybe even doing it to someone else. There's just something so intimate about it, giving you a purpose in listening and obeying deeper. And the words, the hypnosis allows you to fulfill that role with ease. And for domination, letting someone do the thinking for you and return it with beautiful control and dominance, giving you a sense to serve, purpose, an easy part to play for your mind, discipline that helps you to remember what you should be doing, what you must do. Perhaps even correction, being spanked, being punished for your own good, being put in your place, knowing that any mistake you make is an opportunity to learn from and to become closer. A punishment is actually another moment to grow closer, and your desire for submission allows you to explore this safely. And sometimes it's just easier to allow another person's voice to speak for you, so you can simply relax and enjoy the effect it has on your body. Effects that sometimes stretch into the sensual and arousing. Hypnosis can be a very sexy way to get aroused without any physical interactions, an adventurous, sweet inspiration for those pleasurable moments. The little flutters over your body being controlled with that pleasure, teased, taken, tied down, begged, helping you to fulfill your most deepest desires. Simply put, the mind is the largest erogenous zone. Who wouldn't love anything that stimulates both your mind, your submissive nature, and your body at the same time? Erotic hypnosis allows you to explore all of that, to feel cared for, taken care of, in a very safe environment with no commitments. You can stop whenever you want to and start again another time. It can even help you sleep, inspiring your dreams with sweetness and naughtiness, helping you enjoy your dreams, or even just being put to sleep forcibly, being taken down, knowing that a simple drop pulls you even further, being subdued into submission, and of course, growing towards the impossible, fantasies, stories, sensations that you spread beyond the edge of reality, fantasies that can only happen while you are deep in trance, brainwashing devices that slowly drain your thoughts away until you are just a mindless pet. Things that are impossible and yet more real than anything else, completely controlled and exploring strange, beautiful things, and connect transformation, magic, with all the senses of your body, all the inventiveness of your unconscious, or even to explore the dangerous, the deeply depraved and naughty that some people enjoy more than they dare to admit. An enhancer for all your fantasies, making them feel more like experiences, seeing them happen, hearing them all around you. Becoming someone else or something else, it frees you from inhibitions and makes everything so enjoyable. It's fun. It allows you to try out new experiences without even having to ask. You can simply look at what's there and listen, explore, and only after you know if you enjoy it, you have to make any choice. It's got the potential to dip into so many of your fantasies, your concepts, the things that you don't dare to speak about at times, although you'd want to. And I'm sure that there are others with the same ideas as you. Experimenting can help you unlock or reawaken another aspect of your personality that otherwise may have remained hidden or forgotten. Looking at different ways to view the world or to feel sensations. Curiosity, leading you ever forward, playing pretend, or maybe a mental arm wrestling, fighting against the will of the hypnotist only to lose and love it even more. It pulls you deeper and allows you to find out what you are into. It pulls you in over and over because you will listen to strictness and firmness and feel the shivers down your spine when you hear that slight change in my tone. Some even compare it to drugs or intoxicants, and yet it's completely healthy. The recovery time is instant with just a snap of my fingers. Unless, of course, your mind enjoys the depravity too much, the sensation spreading through your body and mind. All in all, there are so many ways to enjoy. There's so much to explore. Too much for me to mention it all, and all of this is just a few ways. And lastly, let's not forget about specifically me, my voice, the tone of my voice, the strength or the softness, the sweet shivers, even the wonderful whispers, the dreamy sound, and all the ways in which I draw you again and again to files both familiar and new, sometimes strict, soft, gentle, knowing that it matters to me what I do and how I do things to you. That I care about your safety in listening to this and do my best to make it both accessible and highly enjoyable. Some files are more extreme than others, and, well, you know the ones that you enjoy. And I'm sure that there's something in this that you enjoy as well. You know, it would be interesting to see the inside of your mind right now. To see, feel, and hear all the reactions of your mind to everything that just passed by. This is a celebration and is why erotic hypnosis. All that is left is for me to count you back up as you may have been surprised to find yourself in a wonderful deep trance after all of this. The incoherence made a story, and the story became you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, wake.